Hi, everybody. So we're going to start the first episode of our podcast, and we are going to talk about mental health issues. Some of my good friends, they have told me that they're dealing with anxiety, and it's something that has, you know, recently been a topic of discussion for various platforms. We see teenagers having panic attacks. We see adults having panic attacks. So I'm here with my very good friend Vasundhara Singh. Vasundhara and me goes way back. So we were there in 11-12 from DPS, right? And I still remember the year when we first met. So Vasundhara, just you're gonna say hi to everybody who's listening.
Hi. So I'm Vasundhara, and I am a research scholar and a psychotherapist in training at the MPhil program in Ambedkar University in Delhi. And I've been practicing in the university public clinic for about 2 years now. And I think, you know, the fact that mental health is also coming as a very central issue right now is something that's been circulating on the social media and the news in any case, mm-hmm. right? So we do know that these are extremely extraordinary circumstances. So nobody would have actually seen any of this coming, and the kind of lives we are living right now, nobody would have actually been able to imagine.
Do you think it's a conspiracy or something? There have been so many people talking about conspiracies. Do you think like there is something like that?
It's very hard to say. I mean, you know, Ahid, I personally feel that whether it's a conspiracy or not, at the end of the day, we are living it, right? So,
agree.
So, I mean, when you had asked me about, you'd sent me a couple of questions, right? And based on the question that you had gotten from your audience when you had taken out that poll. Okay. And, you know, most of the questions I felt were about what do we do, you know, SRS, so what do we do. But I was thinking that one thing that perhaps we should also focus on is, where are these questions coming from? That iske underlying there is something going on which is making us run towards a solution.
Okay.
Right, so like you were also saying, that there's a, you know, panic attack is something that's a very extreme state of anxiety. So I'm not sure if everybody is really dealing with that. So, you know, maybe it can be helpful agar aap apne liye define kar sake ki 0 to 10 ke scale pe aapki anxiety kis time pe kahan pe hai, you know, like if you're able to monitor that, so that if you see that it's going up, you know, you are able to track that and you're able to control it there and then. So one was that I feel that not all anxieties are panic attacks, not all, you know, excitement or nervousness is, you know, a panic attack. I definitely think that anxieties are at an all-time high. And it's a collective thing. It's not, so is pandemic ke pehle bhi logo ko anxieties hoti thi, there's no denying that. Right, but we had basic mechanisms in place, like, you know, we would distract ourselves, kaam pe chale jaate the, so jaate the, kuch, you know, we had something to keep looking forward to. But yahan pe, that is what has gotten attacked, right? So we don't know, you know, hum kar rahe hain, but we don't know if you're getting anywhere. If you're actually going to stay on your bed and not do anything, there's no physical activity, you know, it's just going to keep bringing you down more and more. And I'm speaking purely from my personal experience right now. You know, and I know that it's very hard. Jab aap wo inertia ke state mein chale jaate ho na, ki aapka man nahi kar raha kuch karne ka, it's very hard to pull yourself out of that. But once you know, push yourself, and I'm not saying push yourself too much, thoda bahut bhi chalega. Just to keep yourself going.
I mean, one of the questions was, is it necessary that we do something productive? Is it necessary if we do something good to get out of this lockdown as a different version of ourselves?
Is it absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't. What can we do there? Because, you know, people have been lying in bed all day. सुबह 8 बजे उठा दिया मम्मी ने, 12 बजे तक बैठे पड़े हुए, अब मन भी नहीं कर रहा, कितना इंसान मूवी देख सकता है, राइट?
What should
be the plan of action? के, I mean, if you're totally talking about from a psyche standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and दैट ऐसा क्या करें जिससे हमें थोड़ा लेजी भी नहीं लगे एंड यू नो वो आउट ऑफ द वे भी नहीं जाना पड़े कि हमें कुछ काम ही करना है यू नो कुछ खाना बनाना है
You know, झाड़ू पोछा बर्तन कपड़े कुकिंग वगैरह एवरी दीज आर ऑल टाइम कंज्यूमिंग थिंग्स एंड एनर्जी टेकिंग एंड इट्स ऑल्सो यू नो समर इज ऑल्सो कमिंग अप सो इट्स एग्जॉस्टिंग इवन मोर राइट सो सो देयर इज नो डिनाइंग दैट इट्स रियली टायरिंग बट इफ यू सी ऑन द इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट ऑन द ब्राइट साइड जब हमारे पास कुछ नहीं है करने को यू नो गोइंग टू आवर वर्क गोइंग टू आवर ऑफिसेज टू आवर कॉलेजेस टू आवर यू नो रेगुलर लाइफ एंड यू फील कि अरे बहुत टाइम ही टाइम है then these are some activities actually which are at your disposal which even if we don't like to do them right but they are still there which are going to you know they're like an option ki aap unko karo aur aapka kafi time din mein kat jayega and some of them are actually survival based also right like cooking for example like cleaning vagera everything you can still let go but you know kitchen related work you have to do on a regular basis I don't really think it should be a pressure You should do what you want to do and at your own pace. You know, this is a time when you can actually do things at your pace and do things that you want to do, you know, or you've been wanting to do and you say ki time nahi tha. But again, you do them if you want to do them and at your own pace. So there's a debate. Yeah. So there's also been a debate that's been ongoing in the mental health profession. And it's exactly about this, that, you know, some people say that, you know, we should be working harder and, you know, working on ourselves and make ourselves the best of our, you know, best of our capabilities. And the other side says slow down. So it depends what works on you. And again, I mean, I just feel that we should have a routine. Don't let absolutely everything go. Have some routine. Keep it fluid, keep it light, but have some routine. You know, I wake up at this time, I sleep at this time. And in the middle of the day, you know, this time is my lunch, this time is my dinner, this time is my breakfast. And, you know, you divide the day and do something.
I try to do a little creative thing. So my suggestions would be, if you are really creative or you've never tried something creative, you can try to do creative.
I was hearing some other podcasts and all recently and they were saying these things that you know you can go back to the things that you wanted to do or you were good at when you were a child also is that think of this time as some time that you can actually use to learn some very basic things about the basic life skills Like if you want, I consider cooking as a basic life skill, no matter where you are, it's something that you will have to do, right? Or you need to know. So, so that was one. And I know that I'm speaking from a place of privilege when I say this, but if you're able to go out on your terrace or on your balcony, or, you know, if you have some interaction with nature, if you have the opportunity to go out in the park, which I don't think people have, at the moment but if you do by any chance if you have a you know aapke samne yard hai or something you should definitely do that you know go out in the nature listen to the birds that's it has a healing which brings me to my next point that I feel we're calling it social distancing right but maybe if we change the name from social distancing to physical distancing it would actually make a lot more sense because it doesn't mean you know social distancing implies that you have to be in isolation but physical distancing would mean that you have to be physically distant from the other person but you can actually be in touch with them
because you know isolation confinement itna mentally affect karta hai kuch logo ko they feel yeah. that they are being caged into
yes.
being at home and I don't know if this would work or not but it's a good suggestion
Mm-hmm. And I also feel that, I mean, especially for extroverts, it's a very hard time because people who are used to going out on a regular basis every day, they must be feeling caged. And even for introverts who are not used to seeing people around them all the time, and then now everybody is in their face, right? So, you know, at home, I mean. So it's not easy for anybody, no profession, no child, no adult, anybody, you know, age, gender, caste, it's hard on everybody in varying degree.
So our last topic, and quite a recurring question is how to reduce anxiety. Is there any special thing that we can do? Is there any anxiety reducing exercises or activity which you can do? And I think you were quite adamant on talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely feel that, you know, you release energy from your body by doing some kind of movement, no matter what that is. Wo to main zarur emphasize karungi hi, lekin, you know, we also have to understand that sympathetic system, which I think you will know better than me. But, you know, when that is, you know, when we are feeling stressed, that is when the sympathetic system goes into action, right? And to calm ourselves down, to bring down the cortisol, you know, that's when we need to do something. And I personally feel that working on your breath is going to directly impact your parasympathetic system. So even if you don't get into meditation and stuff, you know, increase the amount of time that you take to exhale. So basically what I'm saying is lengthen your exhalation. That's going to directly affect your anxiety in time. You have to do it a couple of times. Uske baad hi hoga. The other. Sorry.
If you feel anxious, tab karna chahiye ya should you do it regularly on a daily basis.
I feel do both. If you're somebody who doesn't feel ki okay I can do this, you know, when I'm on a regular basis, then definitely when you're feeling anxious. But don't let your anxiety reach, you know, on a level of 10, don't let it reach 8 or 7 when you start doing this. That's why you have to track it. Like, you know, I think doctors are saying this, track your temperature. I will also say track your anxiety. So one is that. The other is also another breath work technique that, you know, you take in, you know, you inhale to the count of 4. You stop your breath, don't exhale, don't inhale for the count of 4, and then you exhale for the count of 6, right? You start from there, 4, 4, 6, and then you get the count up after that. So you can make it like 5, 5, 7 or 5, 5, 8, depends, because everybody's metabolism and breathing paces are different. But what I'm saying is slow down your breath. And the third is that you put your left hand on your right arm, okay? Left hand on your right arm, and your right hand under your left armpit, right next to your heart.
I'm kind of doing that.
Okay, so there is one hand which is right next to your heart on your left side under your armpit. Okay. Which is your right hand, right? So your right hand under your left armpit and your left hand on your right arm. So it's like a brace position. You are hugging yourself, right? Like this. Okay. Right? But ek hath aapka heart ke samne hona chahiye, heart ke paas hona chahiye. And you stay in that and you focus on your breath. So while you're doing the exercises that I was telling you earlier, if you're in this, you know, in some time you will start feeling calmer. So these are the three things. I definitely feel that breath work would help, and thoda movement is important. Cool. Any kind of movement, whatever helps.
That is very interesting. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, so Peter Levine, a somatic experiencing teacher, he's a pioneer in that field, called Peter Levine, who's actually been talking about breath work, and who's been talking, who's jinnone ye brace position introduced kiya.
Okay, that's interesting. We can, I'll check that out.
Yeah, okay. Ho gaya.
Well, thank you so much, Vasu. This has been, you know, so even if this is something that I'm doing for the first time, but I didn't realize that we could, you know, we talk at such a long stretch.
Yeah. That's what I was also thinking ki jo hum log baat karne wale hain wo 6 se 8 minute mein nahi hoga.
I know. So I was completely sure of this fact that we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, and we're going to talk about our experiences, and which actually will not stop here. So hopefully you'll be back to Delhi soon, and we'll go to Chor Bazaar and have that Kashmiri dish.
So yeah.
I'm craving on some Kashmiri right now.
I don't know when that's going to happen, but it will someday.
It will someday. Yeah.
Yes. So,
Everybody, okay. everybody, just thank you so much for listening to us, and hopefully I'll be back with more insights on mental health and other issues. If you want to tag or tell me anything or ask anything, you can ask me in the comment section, and stay safe, everyone.